Well, a vibrant theater scene is certainly no secret to folks who live in this part of the world, but Bold Choice Theater is currently touring with their new show, and it's called Whodunit? A Stormy Night, a Mansion Estate, the Unveiling of a Rare Treasure. Okay, you may have seen this show. Then again, maybe you haven't. Annie Rosine joins us this morning. She is the arts program coordinator for ChoiceUnlimited.org, and she's the director of Bold Choice Theater. Annie, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Bold Choice Theater, because it's a slightly different theater company.
Yeah, Bold Choice is an outreach theater company. And it's comprised of about 30 castmates, and between us, we are a wide variety of folks. We have people of all ages, people of all abilities. We create shows from the ground up. They're all original shows that we end up touring to schools and colleges, conferences, organizations, and they are meant to be entertaining, but there's also always a message behind it. It's at the very base, it's diversity, inclusion, and disability pride. And yeah, that's who we are.
And your cast members mm-hmm. are a diverse group of folks too,
yeah.
And they celebrate, they enjoy having the opportunity to do this kind of outreach thing. They have a variety of disabilities, is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, we're an inclusive cast. So some people don't identify as having disabilities, but I would say the majority of our cast do identify that way. And so it's something that it's a wide variety of people who take acting very seriously and really consider themselves thespians. And then there's other people who just enjoy that we go to schools and talk to kids and create this art that we share with the world. So, yeah, a wide variety of personalities and ways that they identify themselves.
Well, tell me a little bit about how that works, because to me, in my experience, the folks that identify as artistes, mm-hmm. said with just a little tongue-in-cheek, mm-hmm. in a good-hearted way, mm-hmm. and the folks that say, you know, no, this is a wonderful opportunity to do outreach and connect with folks, they would not always be on the same page when it would come to an artistic endeavor like this.
Right. That's usually true, and that's actually one of the barriers that we face, is how do we do social change theater and still be considered artists, still be considered that we're doing art that's good for art's sake. So that's always something that's in our mind when we're creating a show. Is this a show that is of artistic merit and enjoyable to watch and well-acted? As well as giving a message, and sometimes our shows are fully realized. So we bring lights and curtains and full costumes to the locations that we perform at, and so we want it to be that it would stand on its own, just as entertainment, just as art, but that our mission behind that is that there's a message. And sometimes it sneaks in. Sometimes, especially with kids, they just think they enjoyed something, and then they realize, oh, that's what they were saying.
Oops, I might have learned something accidentally.
Right.
Darn it.
Yeah, or even just being used to seeing people who may look or speak differently than them up on stage, you know, seeing them as something that you watch and that you enjoy and that you look up to is meaningful in itself.
When you go to a school mm-hmm. and there is a child or children in the audience who say, I see someone on stage who looks like me,
uh-huh.
how do they react?
Oh, well, of course, it's wonderful, and how important is that to see the people that you look up to, your leaders, your entertainers, your teachers, look like you and be like you, whatever that means. The kids who have disabilities or identify as having disabilities in the audience, you know, they love that we're there. They love that somebody up there may walk like them or talk like them or be in a wheelchair or whatever the case may be. And so we also try to approach each show with that in mind. Are we finally celebrating kind of the people who have not been included? And then are we also talking to the people who haven't done the including? So it's twofold. We want to talk to the people who may be, in a harsh way, bullying, And then those who are bullied, or even those people who aren't familiar, and then those people who live with it daily.
And give them that little space of an hour or however long the show is to draw their own conclusions, to make their own reflections, and then maybe to just quietly go forward and do things a little differently.
Yeah, and we've heard great feedback. We, you know, we do papers and stuff that we return, you know, reviews and stuff, and it says on there. But we've heard also from teachers and from students that, things did change a little bit. You know, we hope that the conversation will continue because that's how real change is made, but that, you know, maybe somebody isn't, you know, intimidated to talk to somebody who may be different or even look up to. It doesn't need to, you know, we really avoid a pity approach. It's a very much, no, look how awesome. And it doesn't always, some of the people who connect with us are kids who are going through struggles, and they might not identify as having disabilities, but they identify with the storyline because it's real life. It's human experience regardless.
Annie, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Yeah.
And the best of luck. Break a leg to the folks at Bold Choice Theater and their show, Who Done It?
Yeah, thanks so much.
Annie Rosine, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.